Beginnen wir in der Sechtes Knüschen der Flammen auf, beginnen wir am Basic Test Master, beginnen die Gemara, ist der Jehen also. Meaning, as Tayshi explains, why did Gachan Lefana? While they're still bending down for his father that was dozing off, Shehevan, he understood Bedarish, and he was able to expound Mizmal Asa. What's this song of Asa, Velikim, Bo, Gom, Nechlesecha, God, that the nations came into your inheritance? Shalahim, maybe, but Mekhen, Lohen, you didn't understand. Bedarish, he expounded it. Yes, my father, someone explained, Shemikar Zilabadar, it's only this passing that he expounded. Mizmal Asa, what's Mizmal? What's the song? King Lassen, Bele. It's a lamentation. It's talking about the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. Darsh expounded the Shama Asaf Shira. Yeah, Asaf sang a song. That God took out his anger only on the wood and stones of his house. He left over a remnant of the Jewish people. None of the euphemistically speaking, the enemy of the Jewish people would have been left over. Like it says in the Pasuk, in Eicha Kol Hashem Es Chamasa B'Yotzes Eish B'Tzion, God took out his anger and a lit of fire in Tzion. Kach B'Shukun. That's the Rashi explained. Now, Achish B'Medesh, the Medesh is brought. Shasim HaMashira, also said Shira on the Pasuk, Asher Tovu B'Eretz Shor Reha, that the gates of the Beis HaMikdash sank into the ground. It was destroyed. So, Mashal HaShemcha, this could be compared to Meitzim, and Shalcha Lishem Mayim, the bear. She went to draw water from the well. And off a cattle bear, and her jug fell into the well. She was in pain, she was crying. Until the Meitzim of the king came Lishem to draw water beyond the clay shall zav, and she had in her hand a golden vessel. And now that vessel fell in. Ah, Hiskel HaShem L'Shayr. The first Meitzim started singing. She said, I didn't think she had Tishamadim. No one's going to come to take out Kadi, my jug, Shushachas, made out of earthenware, and the bear from the well. Shainakshav is not significant. Action, Mishayitza, Isa Shalzav, but now whoever's going to take out the golden one, Yitzchak the Imai will take out my jug with it. Kach, but they kach, sort of the sons of Kach. Shalay Bloom, they would swallow them to the ground. Kishara, when they saw Shatav, Ba'al Shara, when they saw the gates of Ezimigdash, are also sinking into the ground. I'm sure they said, Shira Umr, they said, Mishayitza, Shalgam, whoever's going to take out the gates, Yitzchak the Imai is going to take us out. Also, the Kachama Asav, Mizma, that's why Asav sang a song, Shabbat Mashbach is Kairach, which now they're also going to be rescued from the ground, which the Kairach were swallowed to the ground. Next test, not the beginning of the Gemara, but Tafin, Emo, he had a certain mother, and again, he went way, incredible to serve his mother. Now, Yesh B'Sham, the M'Sham is brought the Pamachas one time, Emo did a B'Tarfin, one time, this mother of B'Tarfin, of the Pismaki, the Dov, B'Chatzicha. She lost her slippers in the courtyard. B'Yatzim, M'Tarfin, actually, so he came out of her bed to go look for it. So, B'Sham, M'Tarfin, Yonti, Tachas, Raglar, Al-Karka. So, B'Tarfin came and put his hands beneath her feet on the ground. She later told him, Raglar, she shouldn't get her feet dirty. But she, the rest is Al-Yadav, and she was stepping on his hands. And then, the mother of Yishmael, every time Yishmael would come home from the Beis HaMikdash, his Rechetza says, Raglu, she would wash his feet. But he says, she would drink that water. When Yishmael would heard that that's what his mother does, he refused. Until his mother came under the sages, and she was complaining about her son Yishmael, she's not fulfilling the mitzvah of honoring his mother. The sages were overwhelmed and frightened by this. What's this? The shoulder of Shmuel. How could it be the mother saying you don't do kibbutzim? Sibla Maisa said to them the story that yeah, because she's drinking the water that she washes her feet with. But Sibla Shenachenu lasses Ritzina, and they commanded him to let her do as she wants. And that's how you fulfill the mitzvah of honoring because of the famous quote. A person's will, their desire, is their honor, and doing their will, which that's what she wants, is a way of honoring her.